and welcome to Q95's evening news package for today, Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrell, and here's what's making news. UWP leader Lennox Linton and Roseau South MP and UWP deputy leader Joshua Francis put rumors to rest. Scientists discover a link between red meat consumption and cancer. And China mall blamed for woman's death in escalator. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Details of these stories and more coming up.
The Quartz Technical Service Department is the authorized service center for the world's best brands in appliances and electronics. Need repairs done to your damaged electronics and appliances? Check us out. We also repair items not purchased from Quartz. And backed by our track record of servicing the world's best brands, our team of trained technicians will provide the best diagnosis for your problem. So, visit us today at our Castle Comfort branch or call us at 448-7655, extensions 2414, 2426, or 2442. And experience technical service at its best. We're here to serve you. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Rumors were spread earlier this week alleging a power struggle between MP for Roseau South and UWP deputy political leader Honorable Joshua Francis and the MP for Marigot and leader of the opposition UWP Honorable Lennox Linton. However, Francis put the rumors to rest, stating that there never was and never will be a power struggle between himself and UWP party leader Honorable Lennox Linton.
There was, there is not, and there will not be any power struggle. I respect the opposition leader. Matter of fact, I love the opposition leader. And interestingly, yesterday I found myself in a personal entanglement with a certain individual by parliament because of the opposition leader. I have stood for the opposition leader. I stand for him and I'll continue to stand for him. So this skepticism and rumors going around that there's a power struggle, I want to take this opportunity to put it on public record that it is nothing more than a talk.
And the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, has withdrawn charges against Police Sergeant Hayden Morgan, who is one of the five police officers charged with the murder of Joshua Etienne of Portsmouth. Morgan was on bail in the sum of $150,000 since Monday, 30th March 2015. Hillary Shillingford stood as his surety. The DPP reviewed the evidence against Morgan at a hearing on the 28th of July 2015. The DPP told the court the state was offering no further evidence against him in the matter. Many were curious after Morgan was arrested and charged along with the WPC Gemma Lewis, officers Olin Virgil, Devin Challenger, and Martin Seaman. Morgan was a senior officer stationed at Portsmouth, but was said to have been asleep when the incident reportedly took place. Officer Virgil has since been granted bail, but Justice Errol Thomas has denied bail to Challenger, Lewis, and Seaman. They remain on remand at the Stock Farm Prison, SFP. Joshua Etienne was found dead in a police cell in Portsmouth on the 4th of July 2014, just one day after he was arrested for alleged ammunition possession. An autopsy revealed he sustained serious injuries, including several broken bones and a punctured organ, among other things. And Chief Veterinary Officer at the Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Reginald Thomas, confirms that a simulation exercise is being conducted to evaluate the preparedness of Dominica's agricultural sector to handle the avian influenza. Dr. Thomas says Dominica is currently free from avian influenza. However, this simulation is critically important as Dominica is not immune to avian influenza. Dr. Thomas says this simulation will determine whether Dominica is in fact prepared to handle the disease if it surfaces at any time in the future.
My name is Dr. Reginald Thomas, the Chief Veterinary Officer, Ministry of Agriculture, Vet Services. We are presently conducting a simulation exercise with the Dominica Poultry Association, ODM, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations to put our management system, for avian flu. As we have been, the world has been impacted by outbreaks of avian flu, And in recent times, from December up to June, we have had numerous outbreaks in the United States, resulting in the death or the culling, the removal of well over 48 million birds.
Yes, that's true.
Right. So we recognize that because we are south of this country in the United States, we recognize that we are at risk of potentially being impacted by an outbreak of avian flu. And as such, we are simulating our response in the event that that would take place. Of course, the industry through the Dominica Poultry Association is leading the way because they have the greatest stake in this in terms of their livelihoods would be impacted by a disease such as this. And we as agriculture, as government, being the regulator, so we're coming together to put the strategy in place for management of a potential outbreak.
Leader of the opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, insists that Dominica is an agriculture-based economy and that it is one of the country's main resources. Mr. Linton says he is saddened that the DLP administration has not invested properly in propelling and maintaining the agricultural sector. Honorable Lennox Linton added that agriculture is essential and is in fact critical to Dominica's short-term and long-term development strategy. And as a result, tremendous focus must be placed in the revitalization of the sector to enhance productivity and production volumes.
Madam Speaker, agriculture is central and critical to Dominica's short and long-term development strategy. Thus, tremendous effort must be placed on the revitalization of this sector in order to stimulate the rural economy. This will involve improved land management, direct support to farmers and fishermen, technology deployment and improvement in agricultural and fisheries infrastructure in order to enhance productivity and production volumes. We must prioritize spending on irrigation systems, on greenhouses, and on a comprehensive feeder road network. Tax and fiscal incentives must also be provided to the private sector to invest in agro and root crop processing plants, as well as a chocolate factory.
Meantime, Linton says the DLP administration needs to complete the coffee plant to boost the manufacturing sector and urges the DLP to focus on more realistic objectives that are specific to agriculture. He added that government must work to double production volumes within 3 years in areas of fisheries, food crops and livestock so as to increase export earnings and enhance food security. Linton says the DLP administration is fiddling with the implementation of land use, land zoning and land banks. He believes this is an imperative to revitalize Dominica's economy in a realistic sense and put money back into the hands of poor Dominicans and the population in general. And the management of the Sunset Bay Club and Seaside Dive Resort, in collaboration with the non-profit association Plongeur du Monde, is hosting 2 weeks of free certified dive courses for groups of children between the ages of 12 and 18 from the 17th to the 22nd of August 2015. This will be followed by a second group on the 23rd to the 28th of August 2015. This training and certification started from the 26th of September 2011 and was offered at no cost to children between the ages of 12 and 14 in an effort to equip them with skills which will be useful for future success if they pursue careers in the dive industry. Plongeur du Monde is a group of volunteer dive instructors who travel the world teaching children to dive. Their activities are centered on sustainable development and the importance of preserving marine environments. And chairperson of the World Rivers Day Committee, Father Franklin Coffey, invites the Dominican public to come out and support the 10th World Rivers Day program, which is set to take place on the 27th of September 2015. Coffey says the purpose of this program is to sensitize the general public about securing their water resources. The Roseau River is the main focus for this year's program. Participants are advised to clean up, plant a tree, and hike the Roseau River. This program has been endorsed by the United Nations since 2005. Dominica and Puerto Rico are the only two Caribbean countries who identify with this day currently. Interested persons are advised to call these numbers to register: 443-3651, 275-2708, 225-5010, and 275-6702.
Again, this effort is always to sensitize, you know, the people that, you know, it is so important for us to secure our waterways. This is a program that has been endorsed by the United Nations in 2005, and since then, fortunately, we in Dominica have been observing that day, one of the only islands in the Caribbean besides Puerto Rico. Of course, it's obvious, since we boast of 365 rivers. Now we are meeting with the Forestry and Agricultural Department and the National Youth Council of Dominica. And we are, this year we are going to focus on the Roseau River. In fact, I was just on my way now to drop a program, since they have a meeting this evening, the City Council. We want to focus on the Roseau River, and we're approaching the different communities along the river and inviting them, you know, to for us to come together and ask them what, you know, they plan to do to observe the day. So that's where we are at the moment. We're, so far, our budget is very small. It's about $10,000, and we are really looking for the donor, you know, so some collaborators to help us. And it's encouraging. People are responding very well. Even at in the Pottersville area, there are a group of young men who are willing to do some cleanup, because, you know, I was really embarrassed when I saw the entrance of the Roseau River, especially on the Pottersville side, you know. But this young man I met, and he said it's himself and a few others who take the responsibility to volunteer and clean up the area as best as they could, you know. But I think it's we can do better. So we are encouraging, we are using the theme, we have all our rivers gone, and we are encouraging people all over Dominica to get involved, you know, clean up or plant a tree. And on that particular day, World Rivers Day is observed every last Sunday in September. So on that day, we're inviting people to join us to hike the Roseau River, you know, as far as possible.
And a team of scientists from EPIC and Dominica's Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries have recorded for the first time 968 Dablote, also known as the black-capped petrel, over the mountains of Dominica, for which the last confirmed date of nesting of that species is 1862. This rare seabird was once abundant on Dominica, but thought to be extirpated in the late 1800s due to overhunting and introduction of mammalian species. Observations made with radar and supplemented by detection of vocalizations showed large numbers of petrels flying between the sea and potential nest areas in the island's highest peaks. Details of the expedition are being released at the 20th International Meeting of Birds Caribbean, taking place now in Kingston, Jamaica. Adam Brown, co-founder and lead scientist at EPIC, said, "Finding this colony of petrels on Dominica is a real game changer for black-capped petrel conservation. For years, we thought the only remaining colonies of petrels were on Hispaniola, where nesting habitat is diminishing at an alarming rate and pressures of human activity are significant. Dominica is an island nation where nature conservation is high priority and forests needed by petrels are well protected. So we have a new opportunity to undertake conservation efforts to preserve this imperiled species." Biologists from EPIC and Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division of Dominica's Environmental Ministry teamed up in January 2015 to do a systematic survey of the entire island of Dominica to locate Dablote and determine its status. The Dablote is a very difficult bird to study, as it is a seabird that comes to shore only for a few months of the year to breed, flying into forested mountains at night into underground burrows. A portable marine radar array and night vision scopes allowed biologists to locate, identify, and count flying petrels in the dark. This technique was developed and used successfully to study Dablote on Hispaniola. The next step is to confirm breeding by locating active nests. The team is confident that petrels observed on Dominica are breeding, but the discovery of birds, eggs or chicks in burrows would make their presence a certainty. Biologists will make expeditions into the mountains in early 2016 when breeding petrels are expected to return to Dominica. Dominica's forests, many of which are still pristine due to strong protections, would appear to offer prime nesting habitat to petrels, but would also make locating burrows a challenge. The Dablote is considered one of the world's rarest seabirds, with an estimate of only 1,000 to 200 pairs remaining, and until recently known to nest only on the island of Hispaniola, comprising the nations of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Biologists and others who have formed an international black-capped petrel conservation group held out hope that the species persisted on Dominica, buoyed by occasionally findings of adult birds on the ground in coastal or inland areas. However, numerous searches to find evidence of nesting of these species on Dominica during the second half of the 20th century were unsuccessful. The dramatic rediscovery of Dablote on Dominica gives that nation a huge role in securing the future of this species. And the Cultural Division, in collaboration with University of the West Indies, Open Campus hosts an emancipation film and discussion activity on Thursday, July 30th, 2015 at 7 p.m. The activity, usually a lecture, now features the film Haiti and the Dominican Republic, The Roots of Division. An open discussion will be held afterward where patrons can share their thoughts and experiences. University of the West Indies officer in charge, Kimon Joseph, encourages the public to support the event.
The event is free and it's open to the public, and it goes well with this year's theme for Emancipation Celebration, which is Breaking the Chains of Mental Slavery. So we invite everyone to come to the University of the West Indies Open Campus Auditorium on Thursday the 30th, and let's watch the film and have a lively discussion.
And the Nature Island Literary Festival and Book Fair hosts its annual children's workshop at the Public Library on Saturday, August 1st, 2015, from 9 a.m. PRO for the Nature Island Literary Festival, Kimon Joseph, stated that the workshop will feature activities like storytelling and puppet shows, intended to promote leisure reading among children between the ages of 5 to 12.
The workshop is free, and it will feature special events like storytelling, a puppet show, arts and crafts projects, and the use of digital media. It will also encourage students to write their own stories. And all this is in an effort to encourage children who are between the ages of 5 and 12 to enjoy leisure reading.
And in other news, a team of Dutch scientists believe they may have discovered why eating red meat is associated with higher chances of bowel cancer. Researchers from the University of Utrecht in the Netherlands suggested that the pigment that gives red meat its signature color is to blame. Haem, the iron-rich part of the blood's hemoglobin that binds in oxygen to allow it to be transported around the body, is present in much higher quantities in red meat than white. And the Chinese shopping mall and the manufacturers of one of its escalators were to blame for the death of a young mother, investigators say. The woman narrowly managed to push her son to safety before she fell into the still-moving escalator on Sunday. Investigators concluded that store staff lacked training and should have shut the machinery down earlier. The incident in Jingshu in Hubei province has sparked widespread anger at the department store. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. In news headlines this evening, UWP leader Lennox Linton and Roseau South MP and deputy of the United Workers Party Joshua Francis put rumors to rest. Scientists discover link between red meat consumption and cancer. And China Mall blamed for woman's death in escalator. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. If you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I'm Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant evening.